Talk Live. We're launching into the third hour of the show, and you can bring up whatever you want at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. We've kept Seth on for an extra extended period of time because I think this is an important conversation. Mark, you hate this conversation, as you made mention toward the end of the last segment. But I think it's really important to have this conversation so we can become better at understanding what it is we're trying, or communicating what it is that we're trying to communicate. And that is Dale, between Dale and I tonight, when I say we, not you, Mark, but Dale and I are talking about, or answering Seth's question from New Hampshire about the marketplace and how, in the absence of the violent monopoly that government currently holds over protection services and arbitration services or the justice system, without that violent monopoly, how would things work? It's a completely legitimate question, and it's one of the first questions that comes up when somebody who considers himself a voluntarist would be talking about the voluntary society and ending the monopoly that we know of as government. It's a great question, and it needs to be answered. So, Seth, are you still with us there in New Hampshire?
I am.
Hi. So, well, you said people don't really care that much about their reputations, but even the way government works now is largely built on the notion of reputation. Look at a politician cares about his reputation, and presumably we have this illusion of accountability from them because they're concerned about their reputations. So there's that, but I think but you're really talking about a situation where you have like a psychotic killer, you know.
Not necessarily.
Well, that's a nice big example because
or
you're
rapist,
like, you know,
or whatever.
Because I mean, at this point, we're, you know, yes, reputation is the soft word, but what I'm really talking about is being accountable for taking violent action, which the government isn't, ultimately.
Right, when the government takes the wrong person into custody, like they did with something that's not violent. Let's look at Cassidy having her topless event here in Keene. There was a young lady that walked around in public completely topless. She was arrested. And then down the line, the police discovered, hey, we can't really charge her with anything because she hasn't actually broken any of their laws in their system. The police actually admitted in the newspaper later on down the line that they were wrong, which is, by the way, very rare. It's very rare for the police to ever even admit they're wrong, let alone actually do something to make restitution to preserve some sort of reputation they have. But it's because the police aren't concerned about their reputation that they don't have to make good. They can just go ahead and arrest as many people as they want to, drop the charges later, which is one of the things they love to do with the activists here in New Hampshire. We're going to talk more about the activist movement here in a little bit. But they love to just arrest people, bring them into their processing in the inside the system, let them out on the street, then let them sweat it out for a few months while they wait for a trial, wait for their trial date to just drop the charges in advance of the trial. Sometimes at the trial, just deciding to drop the charges. And there's never anything that you can do about it. There's nothing you can do about it beyond the whole question.
You could go to them, and supposedly like checks and balances. That, you know, everyone loves that that illusion of the checks and balances. But there's every incentive in there for them to look out for each other.
Then that's exactly what they do. There are no checks and balances because the checks and balances are all on the same team as the people they're checking and balancing.
They're all in positions of power, and they want to keep those positions of power, and they're not going to screw over their buddy who's going to be the one who's doing checks and balances on them later.
Seth. I understand that what you were saying before is that you're concerned that there's a lot to address here, and that you're concerned that, well, some people just don't care about their reputation, so how can we trust that the bounty hunters are going to go after these people or whatever? But look, even though in the marketplace there are some instances where people get a bad shake, where, you know, the car dealer rips them off or whatever, there are always those instances where the people just don't get what they were expecting and they're not satisfied with their customer service. I'm not saying the market system would be perfect, but what I am saying is that the people that take actions of violence towards suspects, like arresting somebody on the suspicion that they believe they are the murderer or the rapist or the criminal that's, you know, been running around causing wreaking havoc, they would be responsible for that because no one would be forced to pay them for their services.
Or they might use violence against them in reciprocation. I mean, they could be subject to violence.
In common law England, which was the way that the United States got its law from England, and the way that things were done up until very, very recently, only maybe 150 years ago, 200 years ago, was that there was something called the hue and cry, and that is whenever someone would steal something or hurt somebody, there would be a hue and cry that would go up. The person who was harmed would yell, and the people were required by law or custom to throw down their farming implements or whatever they were doing and run after that person until he was apprehended, and then he would be brought to trial. There wasn't really a police force. It was every individual would kind of enforce the norms of that community. I like systems that encourage individuals to be responsible for themselves. And, that seems like a perfectly sensible system to me, where everybody takes responsibility for the collective safety of the community, and then there's a trial afterwards. But it does involve force. So by definition, I consider that to be a government.
Well, you can call it whatever you want, but to me, a government is a monopoly on violence. And what we're talking about here would be people who would be competing to bring these people to justice. And if they were wrong, if they got the wrong guy, then they would be held responsible, because insurance companies and protection agencies and arbitrators that have reputations to uphold are not going to want to be doing business with disreputable individuals who are doing a sloppy job and arresting the wrong people. Because in that particular case, those people who've been arrested wrongfully would have real action that can be taken against the system that wronged them because of watchdogging, because of competition, because of consumers who will be paying attention and caring and interested to find out who's the most honest people out there doing business.
So you can have a trial without a monopoly court system, right?
Here's the thing. I've had this conversation to this point many times.
Okay.
But beyond that, you get to a court. Now, the judge... The way that the court system works now is that the judge has the power to throw the person in jail if they don't do what he says. It's called contempt of court. Now, that's how the judge gets people to come to court. He threatens them with jail time. Now,
this person's already been arrested. We're talking about a situation where a bounty hunter would already have captured the person. They're coming to court.
That's
They're
right.
in the bounty hunter's control. So go ahead.
That's right. Now, the judge makes an order. He says, I sentence you to 100 days in jail. Now, what happens after that?
Someone uses force to put that person in jail for 100 days. Whatever court is doing it, and then the other organizations out there, that itself could result in a hue and cry, because that court is not omnipotent.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you, Joe.
That court does not have this illusion, this manufactured authority that used to come from God, by the way. Before the societies became more secular, governments got their authority from God. And that's why people believed that this person who had been assigned a title like king or emperor or something, that's why they believed that whatever they said must be right, because they were getting guidance from God. And when that stopped being, people manufactured gods here on Earth with badges and titles and things like that. And so it just replaced all that.
You take a person to a courtroom. The judge makes a ruling. The ruling is then carried out by force. I guess I just don't see how that is anything but government.
Because, look.
It's accountable, number one. Government is not accountable.
Is it government? Hold on. Let's say you shot someone because they were about to kill you. Does that mean you're government because you used force? Government and force are not synonymous.
But the thing is that you have a system here with a judge making a ruling that is then carried out. It just sounds very similar to what we have now.
But it's not similar because the judge is accountable.
It's not a monopoly. They're not.
Right.
They're accountable for their actions. First of all, I think they would be using incredible amounts of discretion because they do not have some kind of ultimate authority that's been assigned to them.
Right.
You know, I'm not telling you what's going to happen.
Right.
Absent government, I'm trying to give you a scenario given that who knows what's gonna happen if we disbanded our illusions. And I'm gonna give you a quick analogy. Let's say you're a voodoo practitioner, okay?
All right.
And you've been using voodoo to try and heal people and stuff like that. And sometimes you heal people and sometimes you don't. But you always, say, well, your voodoo did it. And then later you decide, oh, my voodoo isn't doing anything. It's a myth. Okay, so, if I told you your voodoo wasn't doing anything, it's a myth, it's just sometimes people heal and sometimes they don't. Well, I'm not going to replace your voodoo with another illusion, you know what I'm saying? That's what government is right now. Government is the voodoo.
We can come back with more here in moments. 800-259-9231. Free Talk Live.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new, and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color-free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
How many times have you been in a situation where having a hidden audio or video recorder would have made a difference in your life? In the past, owning a hidden video recorder has been expensive and too much of a bother to carry. That was then. This is now. Introducing Diginet Spy Sunglasses. These sunglasses contain a small hidden camera that will record up to 4 hours of real-time audio and video. The Diginet sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful searches and seizures, town hall meetings, proving your innocence, or any other situation you'd like to record. And if sunglasses aren't for you, check out the DigiPen. It does the same great job as the sunglasses, but in the form of a functional pen. Video never lies. Watch Big Brother back. Visit diginet.net. That's diginet.net. 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 Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 today.
Say no to government vaccinations.
Say no to toxic overload.
Say no to chemicals.
Say yes to liquid zeolite. When you have fatigue, problems concentrating, muscle weakness, headaches, digestion, memory loss, influenza, or joint pain,
the solution may be as simple as detoxifying your body.
Chemical-free liquid zeolite helps the body heal itself so that it can become stronger to fight off viruses.
Why risk government vaccinations?
Liquid zeolite detoxifies the body by safely helping remove toxins and heavy metals, boosting energy levels, and promoting a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is tasteless, odorless, and so gentle you won't even know you're taking it.
Feel great again in as little as 3 days to 3 weeks.
Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but it's only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 1-800-976-0025. 1-800-976-0025. 100% natural, 100% safe,
100% amazing.
Try liquid zeolite today.
eCigarettesNational.com would like to introduce an alternative to smoking regular cigarettes to all GCN listeners. It's called the e-cigarette. It looks, feels, tastes, and delivers nicotine like a regular cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, you don't have to worry about more than 3,900 toxic chemicals and tar entering your body. There's no flame, so there's no risk of fire, and has no dangerous secondhand smoke, so it's safe for the people around you, and will save you right around 50% over smoking regular cigarettes. So, get rid of the ashtrays, the smell, and the smoke. Learn more by visiting eCigarettesNational.com. That's the letter E, CigarettesNational.com. eCigarettesNational.com. And use coupon code GCN and receive 10% off your order. Or call 1-888-329-7064. 1-888-329-7064 today. To purchase, you must be 18 or older.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want by dialing toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line tonight. It's Ian here with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. And on our site, you'll find lots of stuff like archives. If you missed a moment of the show, you'll get them right there on the front page, completely free. So click and download at freetalklive.com. And also, to get more great audio entertainment, head over to audiblepodcast.com/FTL and grab yourself a free audio book. You can choose from over 60,000 titles in every genre. Audible has it covered. Get your free audiobook download when you sign up today at audiblepodcast.com/FTL. You can listen whenever and wherever you want, just like a podcast. audiblepodcast.com/FTL for your free audiobook. All right, we're going to wrap this discussion up, at least, Seth, with you, because it's been going on protracted here. But I wanted to make sure you had a chance to ask any other questions that you might have or wrap up your thoughts. So go ahead, Seth, in New Hampshire. We're talking about the idea of transitioning from a monopoly on products and services like protection and arbitration or the justice system to a competitive open marketplace in those things. Go ahead.
Well, I guess here's the point that I've been trying to get to, and that is that when I talk to anarchists or voluntarists about this, the Stefan Molyneux answer always pops up. And I consider it to be somewhat fantastical, and that is that people care about their reputations enough that they're going to, you know, try to get along with their neighbors. And I think that that's true for 98, 99% of people, but they're, you know, that's not always true. And I've worked with quite a few criminals, I think more than the average person, you know, people who have committed everything from rape to burglary. And the interesting thing to me about it is that usually when you go in to these people, 90% of them are not ashamed of their crime at all. But so they're not concerned about their reputation as a rapist or their reputation as a burglar, but they're always very insistent, even though it's completely irrelevant to my job, that, you know, a burglar might tell me that he's not a violent person and explain to me that every house he's ever broken into has been unoccupied. A rapist might tell me that he's a very honest person and he never lies and never steals. So they're concerned about their reputation, but only a certain part of it, you know, the part that the other part of it that, you know, the part that society would generally look down on them for, they're not really that concerned about it.
Okay.
So I guess I just don't think that people are as concerned about their reputations as a lot of the voluntarists or anarchists seem to make it
when
out.
When you say people, you mean the 2% of criminals that you're talking about.
Well, I did. And then these last few weeks, I've been kind of watching this whole thing that's going on in Keene, and I'm like, it doesn't seem like a lot of the people in Keene care about their reputations either.
You're comparing apples and oranges. Number one, the situation in Keene with the daily cannabis celebrations that you're referring to, one of them on those, it's happening every single day. People are smoking cannabis in public in downtown Keene, New Hampshire, which is the place we do this show from. That much is happening. Mm-hmm. And what you're saying is that the people that are doing that, people like me, because I said I don't care what those people think. Specifically, right, what I was talking about was those people who are so concerned about their families, these people that are lying to their kids, that are going along with the government propaganda. I am not concerned with what those people think, but I am very concerned with what other people think. But what you're talking about is apples and oranges, because when you try to tie that into a discussion about violent criminals and their lack of concern, they aren't concerned for really what much anyone thinks about them. But beyond that, it doesn't matter what they think. They hurt people. And so it doesn't matter if they are not interested in their reputation. And I think that the questions you're asking are all predicated. You brought up Stefan Molyneux. He's a very brilliant thinker, and I like a lot of the things that he has to say, but I have moved beyond the idea of this completely voluntary concept, which you keep referencing, the idea that you have to convince the rapist to show up to court on his own volition because he'll be concerned that his reputation might be dinged down the line. And you're right. You are absolutely right, Seth, when you're dealing with somebody
who... makes some sense.
When you're dealing with somebody who doesn't give a flip, then it's other things you have to do. If you're just talking about somebody that stole, some underwear from Sears and got caught, you know, they still have a job to go to. They are still, you know, connected with society. They are still concerned about their reputation. Those people can be handled in a different way. They can come to, you know, understand what they've done is wrong. They can come to an agreement with the arbitrator to say, look, I'm going to pay the store back, or I'm going to pay this victim back. And they are on the up and up at that point, and they're allowed to retain their reputation. But somebody who just doesn't care, then there's nothing wrong with taking that person, I don't think, into custody to protect the innocent people from further harm. And remember,
I was not trying to compare people that aren't hurting other people in Keene to violent criminals. That was not my intention.
I understand that, but there was no real even point to bring it up. I think it's a good conversation.
Here's my point. Is that Dale called in and he said, look, I think we could have done this, and I might be misquoting you, Dale, but basically what I took from your call was we could have done this better. This made certain people who might be predisposed to agree with us to react against us, which to me is a thought that's like, well, let's be concerned about our reputations here. Let's be concerned about what other people think. And there's a lot of people who were like, no, I don't really care.
Yeah, you quoted me pretty well. I could probably clarify that a little bit in what I was trying to say. But, yeah. I mean, I don't care what violent status people think. I think their minds need to change, and I'm not going to be unprincipled in order to appease those people. But I want a society where people reject violence as a solution, and I do care. I want to be on good terms with my neighbors, but not to the point of sacrificing my principles. No.
So right now we're talking about the question of activism and how far one should go as a liberty-minded person in the eyes of other people. And anybody you talk to is going to have a different opinion on this. Some people are going to say, yeah, hell yeah, get out there, smoke cannabis in public. Who cares about what the Puritans and these repressive people think about it, or the people that are concerned. Alternatively, what you're asking about is the people who are very concerned with what the Puritans think, right? Because the people within the liberty movement who are concerned with the view of other the Puritan types, they're the ones that you're addressing here. In the same way that there was a group of people that was very opposed to Cassidy going topless in downtown Keene, they themselves would say things like, well, I, for one, support equality. I think that women should be able to go topless, but you have to remember how you're being seen by all of those people that don't support that. And I'm not concerned with them, because what I'm doing is, this is, I think, Harry Brown's silver rule, instead of the golden rule, where you treat others as you want to be treated. With Harry Brown's silver rule, you treat others as you want to attract. So you do what you want to attract toward you. So I want to attract people that aren't concerned with what the Puritans and the repressive people out there think. I want to bring those people to me. And by doing something like smoking cannabis in front of 40,000 people, or however many people come to this festival at which the cannabis was smoked. Now, certainly there were probably no more than 1,000 within immediate vicinity at that time. But doing something to a large group of people, or near a large group of people, gets that message out. Getting those arrests. Those arrests that happen, the video footage, Dale, you put it up at freekeen.com. People can go and see the video footage. That video footage gets out, and people around the world and people in America are looking at that, and they're saying, oh, my God, there's something happening there.
I'd like to talk more about what I was coming from on that.
Thanks, Seth, for the call tonight. Appreciate the discussion. And we did come to an agreement on the issue of private arbitration, and he said he was agreeing with us.
I think so, yeah.
So that's good. AIDS Progress, 800-259-9231, and that's why we have these conversations, Mark, to progress, to get closer to understanding what liberty really is and how we can get closer to it. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
If you're tired of paying too much for gas, diesel, or heating oil, Future Fuel Technologies has the answer you're looking for. It's called FFT Fuel Saver. FFT Fuel Saver is made using a patented formula that helps fuel burn cleaner, resulting in a 10 to 20% increase in fuel efficiency and reduces emissions 30% or more. Each bottle of FFT Fuel Saver will save you money, increase your MPG, improve engine performance, and will treat up to 160 gallons of fuel. When used in your car, truck, motorcycle, or boat, you will feel the results in 20 miles or less. FFT Fuel Saver is registered with the EPA, the Better Business Bureau, is made in the USA, and comes with a money-back guarantee. To start saving money now, visit FutureFuelTechnologies.com. That's FutureFuelTechnologies.com, or call 1-888-961-6600. That's 1-888-961-6600. FFT, simply the best fuel saver on earth.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
You don't have to be in the military to enjoy military surplus savings. Right now at MaineMilitary.com, you'll find savings on the top must-have military supplies. M10 gas masks for $12 or 3 for 30. Gas mask hoods, $4 or 3 for 10. Mask filters, $6 or 3 for 15. Save big on British chemical suits, only $12. Israeli gas masks, $20. Trigger finger gloves, $5 a pair or $36 a dozen. Snowshoe binding for $8 or $48 a dozen, and so much more. Even hard-to-find surplus items, all at surplus prices. Preparing the whole family has never been so affordable at MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com, one of the last surviving true surplus stores in the country. Shop now at MAINEMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179 today.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty, and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health, are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Just dial in toll free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. We will take your calls about absolutely anything. And tonight it's Ian with you.
And Dale.
And Mark. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are completely free, so enjoy those on us. And those features include the wiki with over 2,000 pages created by listeners like you. Just go to wiki.freetalklive.com. You can edit virtually anything you see. W-I-K-I, wiki.freetalklive.com.
And the Republican Liberty Caucus of New Hampshire, if you happen to be living nearby here, or perhaps you want to come up and see Tom Woods speak. They're having a reception, and the speaker will be Tom Woods, who's the New York Times bestselling author of Meltdown, Explaining the Economic Crisis and the Role of the Federal Reserve, at their little dinner thing here. And you can, if you register by October the 26th, you get a free copy of Dr. Wood's book, The Politically Incorrect Guide to American History. I have it, and it is great. My mother-in-law read it, and she liked it too. So is all you have to do to go register to see Tom Wood speak is at go to nhrliberty.org. That's nhrliberty.org. I'm a member of this organization, so, you know, there you go.
All right, 800-259-9231. You can bring up anything. In fact, coming up, people want to talk about everything from reputation to anarchy and more. But, Dale, I know you wanted to get some comment in here before we do that about the Pumpkin Fest, which is this big event that happened here in Keene over the weekend. Keene, New Hampshire is where we do the show. It's a yearly event where thousands upon thousands of people come into town and they look at pumpkins. And they bring pumpkins and they look at them. And
jack-o'-lanterns.
They have food. Oh, yeah, thanks. Jack-o'-lanterns. They have food and it's a, you know, it's a neat little event. And some people smoked cannabis at this Pumpkin Fest, as they've been doing at 4:20 in the afternoon every single day. And a lot of people were saying in advance, hey, guys, cut it out. You shouldn't be just smoking
right.
cannabis.
Don't
There's families.
I just don't want to be shoved into a false dichotomy, because I do think there, you know, for me saying, well, we could have done the protest differently, considering the fact that there was this huge event going on and everything, that would have been like, would have come across as sort of less obnoxious, you know? And I think in the sense that there is this, you know, it's not, I don't think there's any, like I said, I would have liked less bullhorn, you know, when there's a big mm-hmm. festival going on and people are
How
enjoying themselves.
How do you get your word out to people if you don't have a bullhorn?
It doesn't have to be about getting our word out, right? I mean, it's about, first of all,
for Rich Paul,
it's about living free.
For the
you know?
Guy with the bullhorn, it was yeah. about that.
That's
intention.
Fine. He can do that. I mean, right. I'm not being overly critical. I felt like he's in his rights to do that, certainly. And definitely he's having his rights violated all the time. That's sort of the idea of doing the, you know, the 420 celebration.
The crowd loved it. I mean,
in the first place. And some of them did, and some of them were really, you
right.
know.
The people who didn't like
not
it
all
aren't going to hang around there and say, boo
no,
on you,
not,
people,
not everyone
boo
did love
on
it.
You. They're going to walk
hold
away.
Hold on. Not everyone did love it. And not necessarily were just Puritans and things like that. Some people were probably on our side in general and all for legalization and things like that. But just like, why are you being so obnoxious about this right here during the Pumpkin Festival? It sort of came across to me as like screaming for attention and in the middle of something. There's other
he
stuff.
Was looking for attention.
Yeah, I realize that.
That's what he wanted to do. I mean, I see what you're saying. You're saying anyway.
I don't know why I can't make a suggestion for doing something differently without it being taken as I'm trying to appease the Puritans. And
I'm not saying you're trying to appease the Puritans.
Okay.
What you're saying is that you think that the cannabis should have been smoked quietly. That there shouldn't have been signs. That there shouldn't have been somebody with a megaphone. That you should just show up, smoke the cannabis, and that's it.
Well, I'm not really saying exactly how to do it, but I am saying that after having been there, and I didn't really mm-hmm. prejudge it or anything, I'm just saying having been there, it seemed like it felt a little bit obnoxious. And I'm thinking, and that's why I said after the fact, I think probably less bullhorn in that situation
signs?
Might have been nice.
What about
maybe
signs?
Signs, yeah. I just think,
why
I think
is a bullhorn
that,
more but, obnoxious but, than signs?
But again, I don't think, again, the police would have created the disturbance if we had just... you know, smoked cannabis in front of City Hall. And then they would have, and, you know, and it would have been very clear to onlookers, look, we're not disturbing anyone by sitting here and smoking a cannabis.
Do you
think they're the ones being disruptive of it.
Sure.
And then we can make, you know, get cameras out, and then we can shout at them, boo at them, and things like that. But it's like, you know, they're the ones disrupting Pumpkin
Fest,
not us.
Okay, all right, how about this then? Here's a question for you. What about, now, at this particular event, there was another disruption that you may not have been familiar with, because I don't think we were around for this. I didn't notice it happening when I was out there. But at some point during this day-long affair, at some point they had a flash mob. Did you hear about that?
A flash mob?
You know what that is?
I think it's a
major disruption.
Okay.
If you think one guy with a bullhorn is disruptive, what happens during a flash mob is essentially... It's something that has only been possible because of the kind of text message culture and the internet and the interconnectivity that we all have today.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody comes up with the idea to go somewhere and do a flash mob, which usually is something like dancing or having a pillow fight or something like that. They decide on an event. They decide on what they're going to do, and it's usually just dancing. So in this case, it was dancing, and some people just started to dance. At a certain time, people that know where to go, they go to a certain location that's predetermined. The time is predetermined, the location's predetermined, these people just show up and they start dancing. And
okay.
In fact, it was choreographed. Like, people were apparently doing the same dance or whatever. And maybe even if it isn't choreographed, it's just different people dancing all in the same place. That is a huge distraction. It gets in people's way. People are in this one area dancing and dancing and dancing, and that could be very offensive to people. That's distracting. We shouldn't have anybody do distracting things at this public event that lasts all day long with, you know, with 50,000 people.
Yeah, I'm not saying that. We shouldn't be distracting or anything like that. I like the flash mob dancing thing, actually. I just felt like, you know, it just seemed a little bit obnoxious even to me with the bullhorn and everything preaching during Pumpkin Festival. That's all. I mean,
I see. So flash mob, okay.
I can tell you that the Free Staters, to the people that were annoyed by the flash mobs dancing, the Free Staters were blamed. They decided in their own minds that those were free staters.
Doing the flash mob?
Yes. So now free staters have managed, at least the free Keeniacs or whatever you want to call the outside the system activists here in Keene, New Hampshire, have managed to vilify themselves to the extent that the people in town that might be irritated by any activity will likely blame it on them.
Whatever. They're going to blame all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, that, I don't know what you can say about that.
You don't think so?
I just would like, I wish you wouldn't take it as like being, passing judgment saying that's not okay to do when I say I think it might have gone over better had we done this, and that's just my opinion about it.
Okay.
You know? I just feel like.
So you're saying it would go over better with a certain segment of the population that is offended by megaphones?
I'm not even against megaphones. I think there's a time and place for them. I just didn't feel like that was. You know, okay. It's like civil disobedience is, it can be done better. It can be done in a way that gets more bang for the buck. You know, so when I'm applying strategies to how we try to get a message across, then I wish that wouldn't be taken as I'm saying that's not okay. You shouldn't do that. I think it might have been more effective had we just been passively, quietly, not trying to disrupt anything, and the police had done the arrest?
What if Rich Paul, the guy who was first arrested for the cannabis, had not brought a megaphone with him and had just lit up the joint and the police arrested him? Then I pull out my megaphone and giving commentary about what was happening as I did. And
I think that would have been more effective than
so
what
happened.
So that's
okay. So then bringing
it's not
the,
about it being okay.
I'm just trying to say,
please
okay,
stop
it's okay
saying
to
that.
You. More effective, okay. I think that would have been more effective.
Why don't we look at the things we've done in the past and talk about it and say, how can we do this better in the future? Instead of saying, well, that's okay or not okay. And I'm certainly not going to, I don't think it was not okay. I think he did his thing.
So
and I'm like, okay, now
okay.
We did it.
You're saying it's okay, but it could have been done better.
Sure.
Okay. 800-259-9231. Let's go to Matt in Illinois. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Matt.
Hey, guys.
What's on your mind tonight?
I just wanted to say a couple of things about... this gentleman who had called and was talking about what if this and what if that. And one of the reasons is it seems to me when you start talking to people about the ideas of freedom and the ideas that we have, they come up with all these scenarios.
Well, I think some of them are legitimate. I'll bring you back here in a moment. You can make your point. 800-259-9231. I think some of the scenarios are legitimate. And he was asking about rapists and murderers. And I think those things would still exist in the absence of the state.
Oh, yeah.
More coming up. It's Free Talk Live. This is Ian. Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? You should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapon permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. Now is the time. You and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. And the Millionaire Patriot is paying his own money to help you get it. This is real. Thousands have already taken advantage of it, and you should too. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course plus 30-state concealed weapon permit for pennies on the dollar and get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FrontSight.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free gun. Again, that's frontsight.com.
The once mighty U.S. dollar has been replaced as the world's reserve currency. Trillions and trillions of dollars outside the U.S. will come rushing back to be redeemed into anything tangible. Foreigners will buy anything at any price to escape the soon worthless dollar. The once great dollar has been destroyed by our own reckless and irresponsible leaders, and Americans will soon be paying the price for this foolish behavior. Prepare now. Ready Reserve Foods is the manufacturer, unlike other companies that just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish, with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you're buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202. 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct. Wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for Ixquick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week StartPage challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to StartPage.com instead. Try 7 days of StartPage and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try StartPage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's StartPage.com.
HempUSA.org is now offering free shipping worldwide to better serve our customers. Our goal is to get these fine hemp products to you in the least amount of time so you can enjoy what the powder seeds and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has a warning that the U.S. food supplies are dangerously low, and we urge you to protect your family with hemp storable foods today. Tomorrow may be too late. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. This incredible food source is loaded with enzymes so your body can digest the food you eat. And it creates an alkaline environment where cancer can't grow and parasites cannot live, and brings funguses, viruses, and bacterial levels down and to a halt. Try our powder seeds and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. If the body has the proper nutrition, it will heal itself. Ask yourself, why does our government not allow this crop to grow in the U.S.? This product is also great for pets and animals. Call 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
Talk Live. You can bring up what you want by dialing in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line tonight. It's Ian with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. And if you enjoy this program, we ask you to become a Free Talk Live amplifier for as little as $3 a month. We'll take that money and reinvest it into the show and get on more radio stations around the country, bring more internet listeners on board, and expose new people to the ideas of freedom. Head over to amp.freetalklive.com and join up and get perks like access to the amp-only call-in lines, chat room, forum, and more. amp.freetalklive.com.
The Millionaire Patriot has 5 days of firearms training waiting for you, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. Go to frontsight.com for your free training, for your training and free gun. It's frontsight.com.
All right, let's continue. Matt is on the line with us in Illinois. Matt, you were trying to make a point, and we ran out of time in the last segment, so do go right ahead.
Yeah, whether their point is legitimate or not is nothing to do with what I was going to say. When we try to explain these things, it's important to remember that in a free market, it's going to evolve in such a way that we don't know exactly what's going to happen. Sure. When we're talking about free market reputation and courts and things like that, we are only giving possibilities that may occur.
Correct.
You can't say, I think that's what's going to happen is we're going to evolve into a better system than what we have. What you can say right now is what we have stifles any innovation and growth. We are not allowed to try new and different things that just might be better than what we have, because the government is a monopoly and refuses to let us try those things.
You know what I was starting to say, and I got interrupted by the music myself. I said, imagine if you've been practicing voodoo all your life, and now your aunt has cancer, and you go out into the graveyard, and you start practicing your voodoo rituals to the graveyard spirits to heal your aunt's cancer. And if I came up to you and said, look, this is nonsense. There's no graveyard spirits. They're not going to heal your aunt. And you'll say, oh, but sometimes people get healed when I do voodoo and everything. Well, yeah, it didn't have anything to do with your voodoo. Trust me. Just give up the voodoo. And if you said, well, then how am I going to heal your aunt? I'm like, well, I don't know how to heal your aunt, but I'm telling you, you know, if you don't stop doing this, then you're not going to pursue maybe a dozen things that might work to help heal your aunt's cancer, you know, chemotherapy or, you know, medicinal marijuana or who knows what. But you've got to abandon the false solution before you can go on to real solutions.
And that means you have to get over your fear, too.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it. I think that's a good way to put it. That's kind of what I was trying to say. It's very difficult to even explain these things. So when you have a model that could work, well, this is what could happen, but it's not necessarily what's going to happen. And what it seems to me is that people who are arguing in favor of the state come up with these situations where, well, this is what you said, this is how it would work, and they don't understand. No, this isn't necessarily how it would work.
Yeah, they're straw manning you.
One thing that might be happening.
Right. All I think you can say for certain is that bringing competition into the areas that government has traditionally held a monopoly over will be a good thing. That I think is a fairly certain thing, because you can observe what competition has done in the marketplace, and you can see that it provides for better customer service and innovation and new people coming into the market offering new ideas and lower prices and all of those things. I mean, competition and in a market that is unregulated, or again, in a market that has fewer regulations than other markets, certainly reveals that it's a good thing. And very few people would admit to support the concept of a monopoly. Most people understand the idea that monopolies are bad things. You don't want Walmart to be the only place you can go and buy toothpaste and toilet paper from. They charge you a fortune in that case.
And of all things to have a monopoly on, violence.
If
monopolies are bad, having a monopoly on violence should be terrifying to you on a conceptual level.
Matt, other thoughts for us tonight?
Well, just that I think that might be prudent to try to work that into any conversation that people have, and try to point out that right now we cannot even try these things. These things are not even allowed, not even at the most minimum level, for instance, traffic court or something like that. And until we are allowed to try these things, we're not going to know what can work better than the state system.
Well said. Thank you for the call tonight. 800-259-9231 to Gene, the Christian anarchist in Tennessee. Gene, you're on Free Talk Live.
Well, hello there, guys. Hey. I just wanted to tell you what the Christian anarchist version of anarchy is, and it's more like the cowboy movies. I realize you only got a minute left, but
we've got more than that. Go ahead.
It would be the law of nature, natural law. Natural law is if you do something, there are consequences. And we already live under natural law. We already live under the law of consequences. If you hurt somebody, the consequences are somebody such as a relative or a family member was going to come back and hurt you sometime.
So yeah, it's a possibility.
And this is true anarchy, and this is the true natural law, because all of these laws that man puts on, including your arbitration and all that kind of stuff, it's all fictitious. It's all pie-in-the-sky stuff. The real law is the laws of nature. And if you look at the old cowboy movies where John Wayne is running through, you know, riding over the hill after the bad guys and they string him up or whatever happens to him, that's natural law. And it's not perfect. Nobody says any of these things are perfect. But then what we have today isn't perfect either. In fact, but I would say what we have today is a lot more harmful than natural law.
People show a lot more restraint with violence when they're the ones that actually have to do it and risk their own neck to commit violence, you know?
Well, that's true.
You know, when we can...
The thing about the Wild West is it really wasn't all that wild. There were consequences. People took the law into their own hands. But for the most part, people were polite because they knew that there were consequences. You know, they knew that they were, you know, if they piss off the wrong person, they're going to wind up suffering wrath. So people were more polite then than they are now. People tipped their hats and said, you know, Good I day, call Adam, it, and all this kind of stuff.
I call it the mild, mild west.
Yeah, I read an essay relatively recently, but I don't remember all the figures off the top of my head. But I believe it is if you take the 10-year period, including Dodge City and many of the other, you know, sort of western areas that people think about, you take that 10-year period and you compare it to 10 years in Baltimore, New York City, Washington, D.C., Baltimore's 26 times as dangerous today than it was in the wild, wild west.
Per capita?
I think it is per capita.
Sure. Yeah. Yes. If you compare the murders in both places, I think New York City was 4 times. Remember, New York's been cleaned up recently. I think Washington D.C. was 10 times as dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
These are places today that millions and millions of people choose to live here in the United States.
Yeah.
And they're multiples times more dangerous than the Wild West that we all heard about, where people solved their problems with smoke wagons.
Well, and there are a hell of a lot more cops per capita too in those places. So out in the Wild West, per capita, there were fewer police.
And the people that the cops kill aren't considered murder. So I can only imagine that those numbers would go
to the
up.
Actual.
But there are also private organizations in the West that did a very good job of managing like who owned what parcels of land and things like that.
Really.
Government was almost non-existent. I mean, pretty much.
Oh,
I mean, it was so distant and almost non-existent. That's why people went to the West. They were trying to escape. It was a relief valve for tyranny.
But another conversation for another day is how we already live in anarchy, and I can point that out by showing how there is absolutely no authority that's legitimate authority. It's all illegitimate. Therefore. Yeah. Since their authority is false, we already live under anarchy. But
it's true. It's just the illusions.
It.
The illusions keep the gang. There's a criminal gang.
Yeah, I agree as well.
Right. There's a criminal gang that is lording over all of us and demanding our obedience and our cash. And that's a very chaotic situation, personally. Now, I know that anarchy doesn't necessarily mean chaos.
When people finally realize that it is nothing more than a gang, that's when the whole gang falls apart.
So yes.
We need to educate people as well as
There's a second step, Gene. They have to, number one, realize that the government is nothing more than a criminal gang of men and women that are doing violence and aggressing against peaceful people. They have to realize that. But second, they have to be willing to say no to them.
And it won't take everyone saying no.
Once they realize it, no comes natural.
I theorize, and I acknowledge it's just a theory, can't prove it, but I feel like for government to maintain the power that it has, it needs near 100% compliance. And I think just a small number of people saying no would disrupt that terribly.
Thank you, Gene, for the call tonight. I appreciate it. We're out of time, dude. Thank you for it. Appreciate it. 800. Oh, wait, we're done. It's Ian here with you.
And Dale.
And Mark. Back tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Candy. For inspiring ideas for your next celebration, be sure to visit us at CelebrationCorner.com. You don't have to wait for a holiday to plan a festive meal. Celebrate anytime with a fun menu or creative theme. Invite friends for a roll-your-own sushi dinner, or surprise your family with a birthday cake when it's nobody's birthday. Fun is the name of the game, so make up a special reason of your own. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.